When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Atlanta! What's going on? I'm trying to bring the emphasis. What's going on, man? Dukes and Bell, got some bad news for y'all.
What?
You want Harbaugh? You can't have him. We start every hour of every show by saying, hey, man! What did you do after the boat show that you lost your voice?
Well, you might say...
This is weak.
I might have gone boating. Look, I have no idea. I wasn't screaming at the game last night. Okay, so I had some coin on it, but I wasn't screaming at the game last night. I wake up. We did our pre-show, and that's when it really hit me that, as many of you may be able to hear, the range is not there. And so I'm like, Atlanta. And I was like, Mike, this is not going to work.
Right.
So I have no idea. But I was thinking today, just for the fun of it, maybe I'll do the show in my Stephen A. voice because it's right here. And I'm so sick and tired of Trey Young. We're going to talk about that, y'all. We're going to talk about that. But I just don't know where my range is. So I may be in my Stephen A. today. We'll see.
We'll work around it. I mean, I always find when my voice is struggling, I can always do pukey announcer voice. It's very easy. Sound like Kent Brockmeyer. Anyway, so, and in that voice,
I love Brockmeyer.
Fans who had a hankering for one John Harbaugh, here's what he wants, Carl, according to Tony Grossi in ESPN Cleveland.
Tell me what he wants.
$20 million per year. Harbaugh wants $10 million. $1 million for his staff budget, total authority over the roster, and he would like to select his own general manager.
Let me ask you something. Who does he think he is?
He thinks he's Super Bowl winning champion head coach Harbaugh.
Okay, I get that. I get that. I understand. Yeah. But he is demanding things right now that he is in no position to demand. To think that John Harbaugh is demanding $20 million and all of this money for his staff is absolutely ridiculous.
He'll get all of that stuff, by the way.
He will.
The thing is, the Giants have an incompetent general manager in Shine. The Dolphins don't have a GM. It sounds like him and Miami are made for each other right about now. You know, if you go from what Coach Brought was, again, great offensive mind, not a head coach. And Mike McDaniel, of course, out of the box, and Greer, the GM, who got earlier. But anyway, that just dropped from ESPN Cleveland again.
So did Miami, fellas, didn't Miami hire their general manager today?
There you go.
So they hired a guy from the Packers. And everybody down there is saying, well, obviously, we're not getting John Harbaugh because he's not selecting this guy. And everybody thinks that you need to go with the former Ravens front office assistant, who's now with the Chargers, Mike, to maybe get Jim Harbaugh. The name will come up to me here in a second.
Okay.
But the Dolphins just hired their guy. So a lot of folks are now.
John Eric Sullivan.
Correct. Now they're disassociating Harbaugh with going to Miami.
Always worry when you have three names. You usually the presidential assassin or a good playwright. Anyway, but John Eric Sullivan, to Carl's point, is the dude. So we'll see if that precludes Harbaugh from discussing a job opportunity in Miami. Everybody else is wide open. Yeah, I will say this, and I just tweeted it earlier. Mike Bell, ATL, Farrell, Carlies, put him up, C-Dukes. I do like the demands. One vision. You know, and I know yesterday we heard about the potential realignment with the Falcons. And, you know, if Matt Ryan takes this job, it's all about football. It's not about the stadium. It's not about selling hats and hot dogs. It's all about the Falcons and the product on the field. Okay. But I do agree with, I think one way or the other, if you feel a guy has got the juice or the gravitas, as we say, then you give Harbaugh what he wants. If you feel, you know, the last guy to do all that, I think it was Holmgren. Other than of course Bill Belichick. Remember his nickname in Seattle? They called him the Big Show.
That's true.
Because Holmgren ran everything, and they did get to a Super Bowl. Came up short against the Steelers after his success in Green Bay. But anyway, that's one thing out there about Harbaugh. The other big story, of course, and we'll get into it. I ran into a ton of Indiana fans today downstairs at our big food court called Politan Row here at Colony Square.
They're everywhere,
and have not seen one Oregon person yet.
I haven't either. Seriously. I thought I might run into one last night downtown, but as we were downtown for the boat show, I haven't either.
Right. Orange just said, time change. Still early for those folks. We'll get out of the rack.
What, are they sleeping in?
Yeah, man. Coming east. This hour of the show is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Those guys get your house looking good. I got to do some pressure washing myself. I'm going to call them dudes. Let them do it. As far as, you know, last night, brother. What a game. And it was a slow burn. Initially, it looked like Miami was going to eat clock and wear out Ole Miss, and that's all she wrote. But how about Ole Miss staying with it?
Yeah, man, look, credit to Ole Miss. And here's the kicker for me. No SEC teams in the national championship game for the third consecutive year. The dominance is over. And that goes for Georgia. We've talked about this. That goes for Bama. Bama fans, you don't even trust your coach. The idea that an SEC team is going to be playing for the national championship every year is gone. Parity is real, and you're seeing it with the likes of an Ole Miss and Indiana. Even Mike, when you talk about Miami, from where Cristobal has built this team. But yes, I love the story. It didn't, you know, the fairy tale didn't finish, but I love the story. And the bottom line is, I said this to you guys today as we did our pre-show called Behind the Curtain. I thought Miami was just better and still was able to overcome their mistakes. They had four drop picks last night. Right. If you watch this game, four interceptions that should have happened. If it does, what does this score look like? They overcame 10 penalties for 74 yards. And then on top of that, Mike, I think Big O mentioned it. They own time of possession. So in every facet, when you talk about like Miami dominating this game, and look, I don't care who wins tonight, and I know there are a lot of Indiana fans here. I get it, Hoosiers. Whoever wins tonight is going to have a problem with this Miami team.
Right, and that's why, I mean, I picked Oregon. I picked both dogs. I thought I had it last night. Like most folks, if you did bet Ole Miss, and obviously you didn't get that, and Miami covers, is I think Indiana has a better chance of beating Miami than Oregon. I think, honestly, I think Oregon's quarterback, Dante Moore, will get eaten up by that Miami team. I just don't think he can handle what they're going to throw at him. And I do think Indiana can maybe make Carson Beck's day a bit much. Here's the thing about Beck, and you and I were talking about this morning. That drive, I mean, he looked shaky. He was short on throws. He missed some guys. The wide open play, he couldn't miss.
No.
But then on that drive, man, he put it together and made the right decision, made the right read, pulled it down, and scrambles for the touchdown. And how about Carson Beck? You know, I mean, that was a gritty, gritty drive.
Yeah, defining career moment, Mike, for Carson Beck, at least his college career. I mean, guys, he's been in college, what, 6 years now? He's played a lot of games. But that scramble for a three-yard touchdown, 18 seconds left. The U fans are losing their minds because it's been two decades since they've won a chip. And, you know, we forget how down this program was. They were not ranked 14 times between the time you go back to their last national championship, right? And where they are now. 14 years of finishing not ranked in the top 25. So, Mike, five titles, yeah, but as we said, you got to go back to 83 and then in the late 80s. So there are a lot of people who never knew or experienced what this program was, even when the great Jimmy Johnson was there and prior to him. So right. 2001 and now 2026, you get a chance to play for another title.
Larry Coker goes undefeated, then eventually it kind of got a little mediocre under him. And then Randy Shannon, Al Golden, horrible coaches.
Horrible.
Mark Richt had a 10-win season, but just it didn't fly. Manny Diaz was completely in over his head. And some folks felt that way the first two seasons for Mario Cristobal. Miami last night, they kind of did the old Hurricane thing. I said this to Carl, whether it's the 80s, 90s, or whatever, you know, decade, they do some stupid stuff. So they lost their poise, started pile jumping, hitting guys late, you know, some dumb personal fouls, but they were able to weather that. I think if Ole Miss scores a touchdown and doesn't have to settle for a field goal on that drive, maybe that changes things, but they're able to get it done. And now at home, I know it's never a home field advantage for them ever, but this will be because everybody in South Florida and their uncle's going to have tickets for that game.
Yeah. And here's what's crazy about this old Miami thing. They've never won an ACC championship. They've been in the ACC, Mike, all these years and never won an ACC championship.
Right.
So now they have a chance to win a national title before ever being crowned conference champions.
Join the ACC, you said it, 2004 is when they joined the ACC.
It's crazy. So this is a great run. Carson Beck, congratulations. And he was really good, by the way. First half, guys, 78% completion rate. He was on point. Whoop, 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 just making the passes, the throws, 268, two touchdowns. He did have the pick, but he runs for another. So, Mike, three touchdowns attributed to Carson Beck last night.
Yeah, and I thought that the only thing last night was Shannon Dawson getting too cute. Their OC, they're running the football, they're just pounding, and time of possession, and then they run a flea flicker.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Dumb.
I mean, that's the one thing. I mean, if Mario Cristobal can simply just streamline it and keep the cute stuff out, they can play power football and just eat your lunch. And the last thing, I was talking about this earlier with Day-Day, they should have stopped, and they kind of started to go and eat more clock down the stretch, but they were still, Ole Miss was snapping the ball, Carl, with 14 seconds. And I know they were wearing out Miami, and Miami was, they're carting players off the field, but Ole Miss, they needed to wear down that clock more before their final score.
Yeah, look, you can't make those mistakes, and here's why I do believe in Indiana. And this is not a knock on Oregon or Dan Lanning, and look, I think Dan's done a great job, but Indiana has been flawless, and I mean this. They don't make mistakes, guys. Do you guys realize the last time they had a fumble, I think, was like September. Mm. Anybody. Then you talk about Mike, hey, what about the penalties? They don't penalize themselves, and Mike Mendoza doesn't turn it over. What I'm telling you is those mistakes, if Miami does play Indiana in the championship, they will lose.
Right.
Because Indiana does not make those dumb mistakes. This is a very disciplined football team. And say what you want, Kirk Cignetti and his staff have done a great job. Their backs, they don't fumble. There's just something about how perfect they've played this season when you talk about the turnover game and then hurting themselves.
So you got Cristobal, who went to Christopher Columbus High School, and now you got potentially Fernando Mendoza. First things first.
That's right.
Oregon, and you got to beat them twice in the same season. You did beat them in their house, and then Oregon coming off that win down there in the Orange Bowl looking pretty good. So we'll talk more about that throughout the day. We'll get your calls on it, too. And again, if you see an Oregon fan, let us know. Texas, hit us up on the text line. Haven't seen any Duck fans of yet.
Like an alien.
It's all Hoosiers, man. Coming up today, Bryant McFadden will join us, our weekly visit with him. Steve, the sandbagger Coonan, will join us.
Yes, he will.
As we tried to pump information out of him about
what did he say last week to us?
You know, these rumors, unsubstantiated rumors about Trey being traded, I think you have to consider the source.
Yes, he said that.
You know, my mom's basementsports.com just doesn't cut it. So again, Steve is, if we're honest, has never been truthful about Hawks trades, but we still love him. He'll join us coming up a little bit later in the show at 4:40.
He will say, what did you guys want me to do? Tell you he was trading? Being traded?
Just state your source.
Yes.
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 Just state your source.
And a lot of folks,
I'm sick of him,
kind of coming around the pictures today of Trey's uniform, what's going to, you know, they got the gold and black. They got multiple uniforms like everybody in the NBA, but Trey going up there to play with the Wizards, the trade becoming official, I should say, not official, but official. And now we'll see. A couple guys hit me up today. Daryl Porter had a great line. He goes, feel like Trey's story's not complete. Great scorer, great assist guy, Carl. Makes a lot of turnovers and a shot selection at key moments. Leaves a little bit to be desired. Maybe a change of scenery will help him in those shortcomings. The defensive liability thing has been real for years, and that's a fair assessment. But we talked yesterday about the swag and the brilliance, and so un-Atlantic, because we're so used to, you know, in mediocrity, those 3 or 4 years that things are just cooking. You know, I mean, well, honestly, 2 years, Carl, for real talking about playoffs. But yeah, I just think Trey never got those pieces around him. We know that two things can be true. Trey is a fantastic scorer. He is a polarizing piece because some people gravitate more to what the listener had to say on Twitter.
When he put out his tweet today, and if you haven't seen it, it's Insta, it's his tweet. But he's talking about, you know, never thought I'd be typing this. And then he goes on this long diatribe about, you know, the being traded. But at the end of this, Mike, where he says, it's time to see what's possible when the support is real and the vision is clear. We move. We move is kind of his thing. We supported you. We loved you. We wanted you to win here. And I don't know if that's a knock towards the fans or if he's knocking the organization. But when you act as if, like, we didn't want you, that's a little bit of a jerk move, if you ask
me. Well, I mean, look, Trey is an aloof guy. Never got to really know him. That's his prerogative. He always wanted to control his media interactions, mostly through like podcasts, things like that. Paul Pierce says we're a mid-organization.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that later. We'll ask Steve if we're a mid-organization.
It's a good question.
What are we going to do to fix it? Up next, though, BMAC, Bryant McFadden. It's Dukes and Bell on Semifinal Championship Friday.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hey, man, a reminder, you can come hang out with Abe Gordon and Mick Ultra for an Atlanta Hawks watch party taking on the Nuggets tonight at 9. Hudson Grill right down the street here in Midtown. Enter to win Hawks tickets or a $50 gift card to the Hawks shop. There's specials on Mick Ultra as well. Must be 21 and over. Please drink responsibly and don't punch Abe in the head. All right, Carl's little, his voice is weak, Godfather, so I get to run point. I'm a star. Joined now by a real star. Guy won the Super Bowl twice with the Steelers, and he's just a good dude. You see him on CBS and CBS Sports Live. Bryant McFadden joins us on the WadeFord.com Highline. Surprised they fired the coach and the GM, boss.
So which team are we?
Oh, I'm sorry. Ours, the Falcons.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I'm not going to lie. Because of how the team finished. It was a four-game winning streak, right. If I'm not mistaken, four-game winning streak. It felt like Raheem had control of the locker room, which led to more competitive, consistent play. So I felt like, you know what, when they finish on a really good note, you know, maybe he might stick around. But, you know, that's the life of the National Football League, as we've seen as of late with some of the other openings that has happened since this past Sunday.
I really like this guy, Brian McFadden. I like him a lot. The communication and accountability is something that Arthur Blank said yesterday in his press conference that he felt the team was lacking. I want you to talk about your time in Pittsburgh. How does a guy like Mike Tomlin last this long? Or John Harbaugh, who, again, was let go this week. I have to believe that those are the top two reasons why. Players come and go, but accountability and communication. How good was it when you were there? And is that the key to this longevity thing with these coaches in the NFL?
That's a great question, Carl. And to answer your question about John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin and why they were able to last as long as they lasted, and Mike Tomlin is still going, is they walked into a really defined situation. They walked into a situation where the culture was already built. They walked into a situation where the structure was already there. Remember, Mike Tomlin took over before a Super Bowl winning coach in Bill Cowher,
yes,
who was there.
Yes.
The foundation was already there. We already had leadership. We knew what it meant to be a Steeler. Then you look at John Harbaugh. He took over for Brian Billick, who was a Super Bowl winning coach as well, who established a culture. So that's a unique position to have when you're trying to be a new head coach, when you're just basically taking over for someone who already created everything for you. And I'm not saying those two coaches had to do their work. No question they did. But it's a different situation when you walk into a house that's already remodeled. The structure is there instead of building it from ground up. And that's what we're seeing now with some of the troubles from some of the more recent head coaches that have been fired, a la Raheem Morris. He took over for Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith left the foundation. It wasn't built.
Mm.
He's trying to create it. You look at Mike McDaniel and what he walked into. You know what I mean? So
right.
There's a lot of coaches that don't have that same luxury that a Mike Tomlin had, like a John Harbaugh had, where you walked into a situation where, man, all we got to do is, man, keep this thing afloat and continue to add pieces to the puzzle.
Talking with our man, Bryant McFadden, guys here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Because they got Jackson Dart up there in New York, and they do have some nice pieces on defense, they were decimated. They lost Neighbors to injuries. They got to get a running back. But is the Giants a better job than the Falcons?
No. I had this conversation multiple times this week about the Giants and what's the most ideal destination for a head coaching vacancy, right? And I went Atlanta. And the reason why I went Atlanta is because even though Atlanta does not have a 2026 first-round pick, it's still a very, very talented roster. You know, you got to, when healthy, you got two bookend tackles, McGarry and Matthews, along with Lindstrom. You got a well-established offensive line. You got one of the best talented running backs in the game, right? You got wide receiver. You got a wide receiver one along with Mooney. When healthy, you know he's serviceable. Got to figure out what Kyle Pitts is. Of course, you got to get the quarterback situation understood. You got young pieces that are foundational pieces on the defense. And you're in a winnable division. I mean, think about it like this, guys. The Falcons still almost won a division with Kirk Cousins filling in. Like, the Falcons finished with the same identical record as the divisional winners in the Carolina Panthers at 8-9. The Falcons were one game away from winning the division with how bad they've been. So if you are a coach and you look at the situation, the neighborhood, right? Do you want to go to the Giants where you're always going to be playing second fiddle to Philly? Worst case scenario. And we know Dallas, they got talent on the offensive side. They can find a way to get their defense right. That's another potential competitor. And also, too, when you look at the quarterback star power in the NFC East compared to not having that same star power in the NFC South, you got Bryce Young, Tyler Shuck, and Baker Mayfield, right? So that's my argument and why I believe Atlanta is a more desirable destination than the New York Giants. Now, the market is the market, no question. When you coach in New York, when you play in New York, it's a bigger deal. But also because of that, most people don't last long because the expectations are super high.
B, let's get into some of these matchups this weekend. It's Bryant McFadden here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rams-Panthers, I think this is going to be a beatdown. Sorry. I mean, I'm interested, but I'm not. I mean, I just feel like, you know, Stafford didn't play well the first time. This feels like the Rams just handling business. But tell me about this Packers-Bears game, which is the night game tomorrow night, and why I'm leaning Bears. Am I the only one? I'm leaning Bears because there's something here. B, what is it?
You know what? That Bears game is going to be very, very intriguing. I think it potentially could be snow for four quarters. Who knows? But for you to lean Bears, Carl, I can see your logic. I think it can go either way. But I can tell you this much. The first two meetings between these two said teams, it came down to the last possession.
Sorry, B, you dropped out for a second. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, remember the first two meetings, it came down to the last possession.
Right.
Right, with the Packers and the Bears. And the second meeting, Jordan Love got knocked out of the game early on. Malik Willis came in relief and still played well.
He did.
But you still would rather have Jordan Love.
Right.
Now, my question for Chicago, their defense over the last few weeks has been a bit vulnerable. Even going back to the first meeting against Green Bay, anytime they blitz, Jordan Love, he tore them apart. Mm-hmm. He had a field day in man-to-man situations defensively from the Chicago Bears and when facing pressure. So what will the answer be for Chicago? Because one thing about the Bears defense, guys, when they're not forcing turnovers or getting interceptions, they're average. They're either boom or bust. There's no in-between with the Chicago Bears defensively. Even they're opportunistic, forcing turnovers and playing a great defense, or they just kind of giving you the bare minimum. What will their answer be for Green Bay and Jordan Love? And then secondly, for Caleb Williams, this is his first playoff game. You know, how will he handle this moment, you know, this stage? A lot of players on Chicago team, this is their first playoff experience. The Green Bay Packers have more experienced players in this moment. And also, too, it comes down to the head coaching matchup, man. Matt LaFleur, Johnson, Ben Johnson. You know, those two guys have done a great job getting the most out of their said players on the offensive end. But who will have the best adjustments? Who will have that fake punt dialed up? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Things like that is something that I'm watching.
It's BMAC with us, guys. Brian McFadden here on Dukes and Bell talking playoffs. The early game on Sunday, Jaguars hosting the Bills. Bills, they have a hard time stopping the run. And the Jags, we were talking about yesterday, we were so excited about Travis Hunter. Once they got him off the field with the injury, things started to click. So Jaguars, I mean, and Sunshine, Trevor Lawrence, has been playing great. So who do you like in that one?
I love Jacksonville in that one, man. I love Jacksonville. And this is going to be, if it happens, Buffalo Bills, this will be a devastating loss for Josh Allen if he loses in the first round to Trevor Lawrence. If he loses in the first round to a non-Pat Mahomes, to a non-Joe Burrow, to a non-Lamar Jackson, those guys are not in the playoffs, right? So in the AFC, Josh Allen is the most experienced AFC playoff quarterback. And I'm saying that over Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers' playoffs came with the Green Bay Packers. So I love this matchup for Jacksonville. To your point, they've done a great job running the football. Travis Etienne, Tootin has done a good job as well. Trevor Lawrence has been outstanding. Since they acquired Jakobi Meyers, has really helped Trevor Lawrence. Brenton Strange has been a big-time asset in the passing game. Their defense is really, really good against the ground and pound attack, so that's a big challenge for Buffalo because Jacksonville's defense is really, really good. Their top, what, 6-7 unit against the run. And who's going to step up for Josh Allen in the passing game? You know what I mean? Who's going to step up? They've been trying to figure this thing out the entire season, man. But the Jacksonville Jaguars don't have the same questions or concerns. But I'll say this. Even with some of the concerns for Buffalo, like you said, they can't stop the run. Losing Ed Oliver has been a massive loss for them.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But Josh Allen has no excuses now.
Right.
I can care less how they lose if they lose. It doesn't matter. You still got to deliver the baby. Nobody cares about the labor pains. Right. In the game of football, nobody cares about the pain that comes with labor. You still got to deliver. So for Josh Allen, regardless, he still got to find a way to deliver because of the expectations that are tied to his name, especially in a playoff tournament with none of the said quarterbacks that I mentioned earlier.
B, before we let you go out of here, obviously Steelers play on Monday night. I hate to say it.
Say it.
Don't say it.
But these Texans, man, these Texans and this defense has me wondering how the Steelers are going to operate. Look, I know they were without DK Metcalf. They get their guys back. But when you look at the Houston Texans and how hot they've been and why they've been hot, coming into this game, I mean, you're talking about, what, 8-9 in a row?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Carl. And Mike, you can chime in on this one as well.
Okay.
And for y'all listeners that are checking us out in the car, answer the question. Even though we can't hear you, we're going to feel your answer.
Okay.
Which quarterback do you trust the most, Aaron Rodgers or C.J. Stroud, based on what you've seen this season?
Aaron.
Yeah, it's Aaron.
Aaron. Just based on – yeah, look, I think C.J. Stroud has been up and down, but his defense has carried him. And then
No. I just asked one question. Okay. It was either Aaron Rodgers.
It's A.A. Ron.
Yes, Aaron Rodgers.
There you have it. And, yes, their defense has been outstanding.
Yes.
The best in the National Football League. But at some point in time, your quarterback is going to have to make something happen. Aaron Rodgers has been a pleasant surprise the entire season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the thing I love about Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers in general, they play either up or down to their opponent. We saw that in Cleveland weeks ago. We saw that last Sunday night against the Baltimore Ravens. That's just who the Pittsburgh Steelers have been. They're either going to play up or down to their opponent. One thing I know about playoff football, every opponent you see, you have to get up for because they're really, really good. And a stat that is associated with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They haven't lost a home Monday night football game since 1991.
What?
You guys know who won? You guys know who won? Remember who won the NBA championship in 91?
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
No question. No question.
No question.
Yeah. No question. That's who won the NBA championship in 1991 for our Gen Z listeners. That's how long it's been since Pittsburgh has lost a home Monday night game.
Wow.
So and I said this before this happened. When we were doing our playoff predictions and of who would get in, I, for one, said the best matchup for the Pittsburgh Steelers would be a team like Houston because they don't have a quarterback, as of what we've seen this season, that can really threaten you. That can really threaten you. Now, I'm not saying C.J. Stroud ain't tough. Yeah, he is. But I'm just saying what we've seen this season. Because all we can do is talk about what we've seen in 2025. We can't talk about what he did his rookie year or any other year. It's about what he's done in 2025. In 2025, he has kind of been carried by that elite defense. More so than him carrying the defense. Would you guys agree or disagree?
Yeah, his 19 touchdowns, 8 picks, just 34. 3,000 yards is nothing in this NFL. So you're right.
So that's why I'm trending with my guys.
Okay.
I am. Right. And I understand y'all got, yeah. Well, y'all going to have me on here next week and say, well, B-Mac, you're right. Yeah.
All right, man. All right. We'll see.
I hope you're wrong.
Yeah. We'll say B was, Carl, he was too close to it with the Steelers. But we'll find out. We'll find out.
All right,
man. Have a great weekend, boss. We'll talk next Friday.
All right, thank you.
That's our man, Bryant McFadden. Guys, catch him on CBS Sports, CBSSportsLine.com, the whole shebang. All right, since Carl's voice is weak and I'm doing point today, I've got to come up with like a Duke's, like, you know, kind of tease. First off, this hour of the show is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let those guys get the house looking clean in the new year. Here's the tease.
Let me hear it.
You want him, but you can't have him. Next.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hey, man, daily download today, Carl, talking about Falcons and the job search, because there's three positions we're going for. Team president, which is, again, as we said earlier, not about the dishwashers, not about selling hot dogs in church. It's about the football product on the field, and that would be presumably Matt Ryan. But they did interview some other dudes. That is Mike Disner. He was the COO with the Lions, and Brant Tillis, Executive Vice President of Football Ops up in Carolina. So there's, again, you got to do your due diligence, but those some of the dudes, maybe that was one of the guys that Arthur was speaking with when he left his press conference yesterday.
Yeah, and they did tell us that they needed to usher him off to interviews yesterday. And those interviews started, so yeah, we're getting reports now of guys that they spoke with. But here's the deal. I don't want to call them sham interviews.
They're kind of sham interviews.
Okay. Because the belief is what? That Matt is going to interview for this and get it.
And that's his job. His job to refuse.
Okay. So, you know, these interviews that these other guys are going through, I'm not saying they don't have a shot to get the job, but Mike, I don't know if they got a shot to get the job. Right. And this is the part where do you even do this if you're a potential candidate and the Falcons want to interview you, knowing that realistically this is probably it's going to get the job? The answer is always yes. And Mike and I talk about this with these coaches. To go through this process helps you for the next time around.
Right. So, and never say no to the job you haven't been offered. Go get in the mix. I'm with you on that one. Arthur Blank speaking yesterday. It was a mandatory press conference. Guys, that's why Matt Ryan wasn't announced yesterday, because they are continuing, as we just said, these interviews. But we mentioned Cleveland Radio, our sister station up there, said one of the hosts knows that apparently Harbaugh wants total unlimited power, including him picking the GM, basically a $10 million budget for assistance. He wants $20 million. Here was a question to Arthur Blank yesterday about interest in John Harbaugh.
Well, I mean, John has been one of the most successful coaches in the last 20 years in our league, has won at every level, and so he would certainly be a candidate we would want to spend some time with. Whether or not he would have an interest in Atlanta, I don't know. I read earlier today he's not taking any interviews this week, and probably will start this coming week, so I'm sure we'll have him on our cycle, assuming he's willing to take an interview with us.
Yeah, look, the Harbaugh thing, and he said if he's willing to take an interview with this, because it is his choice. But you started the show today with something, Mike, that I think is very important to people. If you are thinking like me, that says, I don't care what it takes, go ahead and hire this guy. I want the proven. I want the guy who builds it and knows what it looks like and has a vision, blah, blah, blah. But only if he now is going to get the guy he wants in the general manager spot. If that is true, you're putting limitations on our potential hiring. Because, right. And we're not going to be the only ones. What's going to happen is, this is very similar to Belichick, if those rumors are true, that there will be some teams and owners who go, we're going to hire our own guys.
Right.
And if we want, you want to come here, then you need to come here.
But that's why we spent some time on this yesterday. I mean, I understand why. You know, and this is the great push and pull. How many guys, you've been following the NFL as long as we have. How many stories here in other cities? There's a tug of war about the personnel decisions.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bill Belichick famously saying, if I'm going to cook the dinner, you let me pick the groceries. You know, and then he had a falling out and moves on from New England. So certainly I can understand a guy who's been around the league as long as John Harbaugh says, I know what it takes to win. Here's what I want to do. And I want a guy who's going to basically answer to me. So, but that's my idea. If I ran the Falcons, Matt, they're going to surround you with guys that can help you with the GM stuff, but you are the president GM,
right.
You know, and the coach, he answers to you, and that's the vision, you know, but that's just me. Real quick, Zach Klein, speaking of Matt Ryan coming in to take over, we talked to Zach yesterday from Channel 2, sports director. He does a podcast, or at least did, with Matt Ryan. here he is talking about Matt likely being the new president.
Listen, man, I think I might be losing a podcast partner, if we're being real. Now, right. to be totally frank, I have not spoken with Matt. He was with us on this pod, the Inner Circle podcast. Please check it out. We did it for the first 14, 15, 16 consecutive weeks of the NFL season. When the news broke on Fox, which was on a Sunday, he hit us up in the group chat. He says, hey, guys, I got to hit pause on this. We all didn't ask any questions. We respected him and his time. And then we did this past one this past week. And again, he said, I need to hit pause on this. I need some time. And we said, okay, you got to do what you do what's best for Matt and his family, what that may or may not be. At the end of the day, he's going to be the future president of the Atlanta Falcons.
There you go.
Yeah. I believe this to be true, too. This is why I just said, I don't know if these are sham interviews. And I know they got to go through the process. But part of me just believes, Mike, that is the one known in all of this. The unknown is the general manager and the head coach.
Right.
And then how much influence Matt is going to have potentially with that decision. Because you don't hire him and you go, all right, well, let the owner and you know, the new president and Greg Beatles go ahead and hire the new head coach. He is going to have the say. So this will be if it plays out like we think it will,
mm-hmm.
Matt's head coach, Matt's general manager.
Right. That's what I'm. But the my thing is one vision. It comes from one guy. You know. And again, what I one thing I took from that press conference, according to Arthur, is it's just too many cooks. And Rich McKay, for his time, if there's no one else to say that would be the guy that you could, well, who's the culprit? It's like playing Clue. It's like Rich McKay with the wrench in the conservatory, screwing up whatever we're doing, or at least the vision was not the same. And we talked about, you know, Arthur Smith decides, you know, well, he's hired before the GM, so he wants a guy to draft. And the GM goes, okay. And then we get stuck with Pitts, which is not a, look, Pitts may have a great career here or somewhere else, but you don't take a tight end fourth.
No.
You know, that one you had as many things on your laundry list as we did at the time. Hey, story number two, you can't have it.
Who are you talking about?
Jeff Ulbrich. Falcons say no. Cowboys. Jerry was sniffing around. I like the cut of Ulbrich's jib.
Yeah.
And the Falcons said, you can't talk to him. And this is their right. They got him under contract, so they deny Cowboys' request to interview Jeff Ulbrich. So let me throw this at you.
Okay.
You bring in a guy like Clint Kubiak, who's run-based offense. We're going to run the football. He's going to get the completion percentage up for Michael Penix Jr. since Arthur told you he's the franchise quarterback, whether I like it or not. And you let Ulbrich, he's got the other side of the ball. We go to work. And Matt's in charge, and maybe you get Ian Cunningham from the Bears come in and be the GM.
No, look, I do love it. But
Ulbrich's here, and a lot of fans want that.
Yeah, and I'm going to go back to the Kubiak thing. If it's Stefanski, I still love it. I mean, like, I like that idea. But this bodes well for Jeff Ulbrich. When teams are blocked, your current team is blocking you from doing interviews. It means that the owner is really going to push hard, as he told us yesterday, for whomever they bring in here, for him to remain. The one thing you don't do when you start to fire guys, Mike, is make more problems for yourself. As good as Nielsen was when he was here,
right,
he wasn't this good. And the talent is better. So you want to continue to cultivate that young talent. Keep some continuity. Don't make more problems for yourself if you don't have to. If the new guy wants to come in and change everything else, this is not an issue. Let Jalen and JPJ, and let these guys do what they've been doing and continue to build.
Look, my logic about Ulbrich, we talked about this, the argument against it was, for all the things Carl just talked about that did happen, you know, you get, in some cases, one weapon to stop, and you couldn't stop or slow him down. I get it. Guys like McCaffrey and Jonathan Taylor are great, but Bryce Young should never throw for 448 yards against the Falcons.
No.
But that's on his resume. Now, again, the flip side to that, and this is where, for the Michael Penix fans, and again, I'm kind of neutral on Penix. I don't hate him. I don't love the idea of him as our franchise quarterback. I just don't know what he is. But part of the reason the defense struggled at times is because the Falcons couldn't hold on to the football. Three and out, three and out, three and out. So look at the time of possession, some of those games in the five-game losing streak. That's part of it. That's why you've got to get somebody in here who can get us moving the chains and keeps us in manageable down and distance. That's by running the football and committing to it.
I agree. Boy, this is going to be – it's going to be very interesting to see where this goes. And by the way, we said yesterday – once that first domino falls, then all this other stuff kind of clicks. Meaning, who gets Harbaugh?
Right.
And then, Mike, how do these dominoes fall? Because that's what I think is going to happen ultimately. And I'm not saying he's going to be the first hire. You just saw Miami go, screw it, we're going to hire a general manager. This is the guy we like.
Right.
Some teams just may move forward. But with the coaches, I think there is a pecking order, and one guy has to go before many others. And you know, I don't know what your order is. I don't know who you like or who you don't like. But if you're asking me, like, one, two, three, four – one of those guys has got to go before the other, and I think that's Harbaugh.
Right. And, guys, we'll talk plenty more about the NFL coaching carousel coming up in 4th and 1. Turtle, by the way, Chris Turtle Thomas, oh, you hear, of course, Knights right here on 92.9 The Game. He reminds us that with the Dolphins hiring the new GM, we're the only team in this whole cycle that doesn't have a general manager.
That's correct.
So just something about the Titans, they have their guy. He was in his first year. Borgonzi is the guy that came over from Kansas City. And he drafted Ward. See, now he's on the clock. You drafted Ward.
You're right.
And Ward don't look like he's even ready for primetime. So, hey, story number three, the semifinal last night. And what a game it was, man. It used to be the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. It was the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. I will say the Saban commercial makes me laugh every time.
It's funny.
Check-in is at 3. It's 2:55. I know. Anyway, Mario Cristobal, don't hug him on the sideline. Matter of fact, he was just ready to get the hell out of there last night. He was asked about his quarterback, and we said, Carson Beck, the best drive of his life last night to win it.
That's a perfect example of a guy who just, he feels supported. He's hungry. He's driven. He's a great human being. And all he wants to do is want to see his teammates have success. And that's what we witnessed tonight. And Carson Beck, I can't say enough great things about him. Love the guy. Absolutely awesome.
And if you're a Georgia fan, you can't have it both ways. You can't be like, oh, shucks, when you all wanted it and you were like, whatever. Take your Lamborghini and head to South Beach, right? That was basically what most Georgia fans were saying a year ago.
Yeah, look, I love the fact that, you know, he's in this position only because there are a lot of people rooting against him. But I also feel like, Mike, you know what, if he wins a national championship – He was a backup on those national championship teams for Georgia. Mm-hmm. This will be his. This will be the one that he has won and certainly led his team to. But you were talking about his draft prospects. And even though he had a great game last night, it still looks like he's a late first rounder, certainly second day pick
right
now, at least according to the projections. But as I said to Mike, he's 6'4", whatever he is, prototypical NFL guy, really good arm. If he shows out in the offseason here during the combine and all that, it takes one team to fall in love, and everybody says, oh, the example is Bo Nix, guys. Right. Who had Bo Nix going to top 15 last
year? And Bo was like, you know, those guys are now in their mid-20s, mid to late 20s by the time they're hitting the NFL. Like, that's the thing with Penix Jr. That's why we got to find out what we got. Hey, man, a reminder that we got all the action NFL-wise. We just talked about it with Bryant McFadden. Wild Card Weekend right here on The Game. Join us Saturday starting at 4, Sunday starting at 12:30, Monday night 7:30, live play-by-play every playoff game. So whether you're a transplant or you just want to see what's going on when you're in your car or whatever, it's all brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. NFL playoff action right here on the mighty 92.9 The Game, all brought to you by Westwood One. We'll come back. We'll go around the NFL. Who else is going to get the gigs? Who's getting hired? And no more people getting fired, right? Right?
I don't know. After this weekend. Wild card weekend. Look.
Somebody in Green Bay might be getting got.
If the Bills get humiliated, I think Sean McDermott's gone.
I agree. And I think he might need to be. We'll come back. We'll talk about it with you guys right here on Dukes and Bell.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.